PBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow, now streaming on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Hello and welcome back to the Wildcat Scoop podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Shear, here with
Jason Shear.
And we have a little extra podcast for you today. When you're listening to this, we're going to talk about Arizona football, of course, but there is a lot going on in Arizona athletics. But before we begin,
We're going to have multiple podcasts this week as well. But before we begin, stop what you're doing right now.
Immediately.
Go download the Autograph app, enter the code AZCAT, and enjoy.
Capital AZ, lowercase CAT.
So basically, all your Arizona content, you can curate it all in one. You want to listen to my podcast, you want to listen to someone else's podcast, you want to read my content, Michael Luke's content, AZ does it, any of that stuff. This app will give it all to you, and you get rewarded for going on.
Yes, rewarded for your fandom. You will be entered for prizes and, like, tickets.
Rooting for Arizona is an award in itself, but you get an award for being awarded by Arizona's award that was given to you as an award.
Love it. Basically, Autograph app is awesome.
And God knows this is the week.
I know. Right?
This week has potential.
This week is interesting. And my dad, who is technologically deficient, put the Autograph app on his phone for him, and he texted me a couple days later, like, hey, this Autograph app is pretty cool. It's like, thanks,
he was
Dad.
Probably using it when he drank wine today, because your father drinks wine
every
with
Sunday.
His girlfriend literally every Sunday.
To be fair, he lives in Cottonwood.
Well, I'm just saying.
Wine country.
I drink
zero
the content of the Autograph app.
That's right. Anyway, if we haven't given it enough to tell you guys, download the Autograph app. The end. Okay. Before we begin, we're going to shout out some other Arizona sports.
Some other sports.
Because,
on campus.
You know, Jason has a reputation allegedly of not liking baseball. That is not true. We have always been baseball.
Yeah, I hate Title IX.
We've always been baseball stands. Michael Luke, thank you very much.
I didn't like Chip Hale. I'm okay, man. He's doing great this year. Kevin Vance, the pitching coach, awesome hire. They're going to have to find a way. I'm just telling you guys now. Consider this a warning. They got to find a way to pay both guys. You can't give Vance a raise and not give Chip Hale a raise. So this might be Desiree's first challenge.
Yeah, good luck, Desiree.
Is raising enough money for baseball to make sure that Vance stays.
Because Vance has made a huge difference. Arizona baseball, what is this, like 9 in a row now? Or is it 10?
I think it's 10 Pac-12 games in a row.
10 Pac-12 games in a row. They have won, and it was like winning in the 9th inning.
Yeah, so apparently, like, this is just a thing that Arizona baseball does, and Arizona softball was like, wait a second, on Sunday.
Hold my beer.
You know, ASU hits a grand slam, you're like, this game's over, they're down 3 with 2 outs to go, and then they're like, hold up. Wait a minute. Carly Scoopin. And they won 9-8 on senior night. They have one more home game technically, but this was senior night. Very, very cool. Just a fun weekend to be a Wildcat. You have baseball continuing to win. You have softball beating ASU.
And
men's tennis winning their third consecutive Pac-12 title. It's just good to be a Wildcat.
And we wanted to share this information with you because, yes, we are known for basketball and for football.
I'm known for my good looks.
And for that, too. But we have always been fans of baseball and softball. And we are intentionally going to be covering them a little bit more. And then Arizona women's basketball as well, because obviously Brielle and Erica have vested interests in the women's programs in general. So congratulations to baseball, softball for their continuing excellence, especially, you know, softball with the sweep over ASU. It's always awesome to have a territorial sweep. Congratulations to men's tennis. That is awesome as they get ready for their Pac-12 championship. I think they're seated number 2 behind Stanford, number 1. It was a tied co-championship for the regular season. I don't know what the tiebreaker is there, why Arizona is number 2. But if anybody knows, let us know. But moving on to football, which is one of my favorite subjects, as everybody knows. Another week has gone by with football. We all held our breath. You know, the portal thing, there's still some time there on the clock. But where do you think the biggest development was this past week in football?
You know, you're getting to the point where I think everybody feels comfortable with what the coaching staff wants to do. You're starting to see more install and things like that. It doesn't look like, you know, guys are going through the motions or people are nervous to mess up. Oh, new coaching staff. Like, the intensity, there's some days, Shelby, like, in the past, and it's normal. It's not an insult to any coach if you're a Washington fan or whatever. Don't. You have that dead day. Like, you just have that day that sucks. Mm-hmm. And you hear all the coaches screaming their heads off. The energy isn't there. Then you have some days where the ice cream truck shows up.
Just
let's
vibes.
Let's all go to Top Golf. It's been very businesslike. The closest thing to the ice cream thing was the Kona Ice truck showed up at the end of practice Saturday.
My friend Carrie Rainey, the Tucson Kona Ice.
But there hasn't been a practice where you just say to yourself, man, it both sides just don't have it. There's been days where the offense is better than the defense or vice versa. But I haven't had that one day where it's been like, man, this is disappointing. I think, like, there's no specific development. I think that the starters on the defensive side of the ball are becoming clear. And then when I think that, they kind of move things around. The biggest development to me was probably injuries, to be honest. The offensive line is really banged up. The other day, they didn't have Wendell Moy, Raymond Polito, JT Hand, and Matthew Lotto. So they're missing 4 linemen. So, like, people were like, oh, a little disappointed when Brent Brennan announced that it wouldn't be a traditional blue versus red spring game. They don't have enough bodies. You have to keep in mind also, number 1, they're down 15 scholarships right now.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know who else is going to go in the portal. We'll find out this week.
If
anyone at all. But, you know, because it's open until the 30th. So that's Monday, 22nd. So it'll be open another week. And so, we're only halfway down with the portal.
I know.
So you can't. You just can't. You can't ask. Like, the other day in practice, Rhino was taking reps with each offensive line, and there were 3 lines. They had to stop for a minute and give him water because it was just ridiculous. They don't have the bodies, and you're not having your O-lineman run 3 times the amount of sets.
And it's getting warm.
Right, and it's getting warm. It's just, it's not worth it. So a lot of movement, a lot of guys that maybe won't play during the season on the offensive line. They have to add offensive line, and that to me is kind of, you're at that part of camp where guys start getting banged up, and how does Brent Brennan and company handle that. I don't think they're going to lighten the load. I think they're going to go ahead and work with what they have, because there's just a lot to get done this spring.
Okay. Are you surprised by the lack of action in the transfer portal thus far?
That's a knock on wood question. Yes. So here's what I can tell you, and I stand by what I report.
Stand by your man.
A lot of the stuff that is happening behind the scenes.
There's a churning.
Arizona has to work in order to keep the roster. They are very vocal about it. There are guys from not just Washington. There's coaches from multiple schools coming for Arizona's roster. So the coaching staff has been very aggressive, and I'm not giving the number, in raising money and all that. Now, it's a fight. I realized that before the transfer portal opened, I said it was going to be crazy. It turns out that a lot of teams are able to keep guys. Now, the coaches were the ones telling everyone, you know, because I wasn't the only one that said it, but coaches all throughout the country were saying it's going to be ridiculous. We've seen some movement where the best players on the team enter the portal. for other teams nationally. This week, I wouldn't be surprised if it picks up. You're seeing spring ball ending throughout the country. The portal's going to end a few days after team spring ball ends. If you don't like your role, maybe you enter the portal. If Ohio State goes, man, we're done with spring football, we really, really, really need a safety. I'm going to go find a safety and through his agent. You know what I mean? And I'm just, it's not Ohio State. I'm just making up a school. So it wouldn't surprise me if there is more movement this week than there was last week. We'll find out. I think from Arizona's perspective, I did think it was going to be a little bit worse. Not necessarily with starters. I think, you know, I said last podcast and the podcast before that, I think that Arizona was confident it was going to be able to keep the starters, but that they would lose some guys. DJ Warnell entered. He's the biggest name, really the only big name, Joe Borjon, who took an official visit to USC.
Yeah, which I saw
made
that.
My head explode. but and that goes back, like, no disrespect, Joe's a well-liked guy. I don't want to trash him, but when you're talking about positions in the portal with value, tackle might be number one. There's just not a lot of tackles. And so Borjon's going to be able to go to a really good school because he's a tackle, and they're difficult. Running backs, there's quite a few. Wide receivers, there's a lot. Corners, there's not a ton. Interior defensive linemen, there are not a ton. Really, defensive linemen in general. But tackles is that position that, you know, he's going to go to a good school, and he's going to get effing paid.
I was going to say, right? Somewhere like, with money.
Yeah, so props to him. Like, legitimately props to him, but... yeah, I mean, I'm a little surprised now, but we'll see.
Let's ask you next podcast.
I can't stress enough. Like, it's funny. There's a guy in 24/7 that I keep in touch with. I'll just say it. It's not secret. Matt Zenitz, who's the man, awesome at the portal stuff. And so Saturday I show up and Wendell Moy's not there. And I go, dude, Wendell Moy's not here. Alert, right? He's probably urinating. He came back like 2 minutes later. And I'm like, he's here. And I'm like, Takario's not. Oh, wait, Takario is here. And I'm texting him. And finally, he just goes, LOL. And I'm like, dude, I hate this shit. Like, I just hate it.
New CBS Sunday.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
When something is lost.
Everyone's looking for something.
He finds it.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker. New Sunday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
Like, and that's because literally, like, everybody shows up to practice, and that's the first thing we do. We literally will go through the roster. We go, okay, look at wide receivers. Are all the starters here? Yes. Okay, let's go to, like, we'll do it together. The media will literally work together to go through the roster and be like, okay, I don't see Wendell Moy. Okay, where is he? What? Okay, is that him across the 50? Yep, that's him. Okay, we know he's here. He's not dressed. Okay, but is he injured? And Brent Brennan doesn't give anything about injuries. Not a thing. He won't confirm an injury. Like, T-Mac left the scrimmage the other day. I don't think it's serious based on what I've heard. But we're like, hey, is T-Mac okay? And he's like, I don't know. We'll find out. And it's like...
he plays it close to the chest.
So, and we will find out on Tuesday, obviously, based on what we see. But, yeah, it's just... It's fun in the sense that Arizona has 15 open scholarships to add guys. It's not fun in the sense where... you're just on call.
It's like a cat on a hot tin roof.
Yeah, I don't
all
know what that means.
The time.
I have no idea what that means, Chubby.
You never heard that?
Nope.
Well, there's like a movie called that, and you know,
Tin Roof Sunday is ice cream.
Anyway, while I get you up to speed with actual like sayings, next question.
What's that one with the band song about hot buns or whatever?
Hot cross buns.
Yeah, hot cross buns.
Nope.
Is that like
tin roof? It means you're just jumpy all the time. Like, cat on a hot tin roof is a southern saying.
What are hot cross buns?
It's a British term. They're an actual pastry.
We're American. I don't understand.
Because it's a song that came over on the Mayflower.
I'm going to talk to a Braille's teacher about this.
Okay.
We should be singing America the Beautiful only.
Okay.
Hot cross buns.
You know the song, well, now that we've opened this can of worms, you know the song, the Ring Around the Rosie?
Yeah.
Do you know that song's about the Black Death?
Yes, that I know. But that's fine. Cause
well, if it's British.
It's about British people dying. Though, so it's fine.
Okay. That's all we need is hot cross buns and the plague. All right. We just go everywhere on this podcast, apparently. Defensively, what has stood out to you?
I'm glad you asked this, Shelby.
I love to ask,
Jason. Two things have really stood out, really, through the entire spring camp. Number one, Dwayne Aquina is aggressive.
Dwayne Aquina.
So, funny story, and it really was funny. There is a bad pass interference call during a scrimmage. The refs only show up to practice on Saturday. They don't have them during the week. They run a little scrimmage. The refs show up. It was a bad PI call, whatever. These dudes are volunteer refs, whatever.
They're getting paid with sandwiches, guys.
So Dwayne Aquina lights into this dude. Like, just yells at him to the point where we all start laughing and we look in the field and Gunnar Maldonado and Trandon Stukes are just cracking up. They think it's hilarious and then Aquina turns and they're all laughing. And I think Aquina actually had a little smirk on his face like, hey, man, I just tested you out to see if you could take this. But there are no practice plays with Dwayne Aquina. It is all serious.
And you do not mess up on the PI calls.
Lot more blitzing. This will be a much more aggressive defense all around. The defensive line, the point of it is to get to the quarterback. That is Josie Romello's instructions. We will see blitzes from all positions without giving too much away. I think every guy on the field beyond the defensive line has blitzed at some point.
Justin Flo, go get the quarterback.
Yes. So speaking of Justin Flo, I'm not getting anyone's hopes up. I'm not going crazy here, but Dwayne Aquina clearly has a vision for how he wants to use Justin Flo, and it never involves coverage. Okay? It involves, like, he had two really good plays on Saturday. One of them was, go get the ball. And Jordan Washington gets the handoff, and he's dead to rights as soon as he touches that football. Flo almost hit him before the handoff. That's how quickly Flo got back there.
Ooh.
And another one was Flo blitzed and got a sack. They are blitzing for multiple positions, safety, whatever. It is going to be an aggressive defense. The second thing that I've noticed is they're really doing everything they can to get the best players on the field. Right now, that involves the dollar package. And one thing that they did on Saturday that we hadn't seen too much of was Trandon Stukes moved outside to corner. I believe he was with G7. And Genesis Smith took his spot at the star in order to get the best players on the field. I wouldn't be surprised if we see more of that moving forward. I think a very large portion of that decision depends on what Arizona can land in the portal. They have to land a corner. It is a top priority, but like I said, there aren't a lot, but they have to land one. I mean, they just have to. Dakardo Davis is awesome. He's very clearly the starter. G7's been solid. Carnley's been solid, but you're trying to upgrade from solid to
better.
Good, right? And so I think, and at least you need some competition. You need some depth. Jonna Price has been okay. He's been inconsistent for the most part. They need to add multiple corners, in my opinion, in the portal. So that's something, you know, that's a couple things that kind of keep an eye on. I think the biggest thing that'll be noticeable under Aquina is just the overall aggressiveness of the defense.
And I love that. More of that, please.
Love you.
I love you, too. Well, flip side of that, what about the offense?
I mentioned the offensive line earlier. It is very noticeable. It's almost hard to grade the offensive line because of it. You're just moving guys all over the place. Deuce is moving from tackle to guard. You're training walk-ons at guard. Like, you're just moving things around. If there was a game on Saturday, I would be concerned, but this is the spring. And similar to cornerback, I could guarantee you, I would bet money on it, that Arizona will add multiple offensive linemen, and you will see more competition emerge at certain positions. The depth just is not there. Also, there's been good days and bad days. You know, I think on Saturday, the offense wasn't very good, and a large part of it is they're learning a new offense. It's not going to be perfect. There's been times, and Noah Fifita said it, where they started to practice the headset communication. And he's like, it has not gone smoothly at times. Like, it's weird. It's just different. They've never done it before. So maybe they get a call. The call's incorrect and relaying it, whatever. But there's been other days where the offense has looked great. I think they probably need one more wide receiver. a guy they can really count on. Besides T-Mac, I don't think a receiver has emerged as, you know, a very clear replacement for Jacob Cowing. Montana has had a pretty good camp. Kevin Green, pretty good. Malachi Riley, pretty good. But they're not Jacob Cowing. And I don't know if you can get a Jacob Cowing, you know, in the portal. But I think you need to be able to get a kind of a burner type. Cowing was fast. These guys aren't as fast as Cowing. I think you need
some speed.
That type of speed. We've said it before, but the tight end is a weapon. I wouldn't be surprised if Arizona goes out and gets another tight end out of the portal. Just because some of the tight ends have been banged up a little bit, and they are running multiple 12 personnel and all that, and four tight ends that are active, and that's going to be a thing moving forward. But I think the biggest thing that I've noticed with the offense is that it's kind of a process, right? Like, it's not the defense, it's there. Like, you know what they're running. It's just a little more aggressive and all that. But yeah.
The offense is working out the kinks, and it's going to be great when we get there.
Yeah.
It's just a little early.
Yep.
All right. The coaching staff brought in some visitors this past weekend. What can you tell us about them?
Yeah. So there's some private visitors. One of them committed, Anthony Garcia, San Jose State. I don't know why he was quiet, why he wanted it quiet, whatever. But he did. It's his business. It's his choice. That's it. He's not coming in to start. Arizona has this guy named Noah Fifita.
Yep.
But the coaching staff knows him. They were open with him. He knows that he's competing with Dorman for a backup spot. Nothing wrong with it. Multiple years to play. Good addition. Maybe he transfers again down the line. I don't know. They needed. You can't have two scholarship quarterbacks on a roster.
Nope. You need another one.
You need at least one more. Shoot, I think I wouldn't be surprised if they another added one more, right? Three, you know, but so that's something. Mason Posa, really good linebacker, was on campus, four-star from New Mexico. Javarius Johnson, wide receiver from Auburn, kind of the deal that I was talking about. 5'10", 167, very fast. And then safety from Hawaii, class of 2025, Aiden Manutai. There are connections with current players on the roster. Arizona will have a very legit chance of landing him. And then again, there were a handful of other guys that visited, and there were multiple commitments, not just one. When those get announced, I cannot tell you. I don't know when the player feels like it.
And you will not.
I don't ruin commitments.
Ruin commitments for players. There was some chatter about that today.
I just won't do it. I've never done it.
Like, let the kid have his flowers and let him announce his own announcement.
I can lead you to the player. I can hint at the player. I will never come out and be like, so-and-so committed. He'll announce it and Wednesday. I just won't do it. It's not fair to the kid.
Aw, look at you.
I have kids.
You have morals.
No, I still not
you
really.
Do. Some you of them. You do. Journalistic integrity.
Come here right now.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to...
No, we'll do a basketball one. There's some basketball news with
basketball
visitors and
basketball news and things.
Yeah, we'll do one. Shoot, maybe we'll even do it Monday night. We'll see.
One thing that I think we should address, because this came up on the boards tonight, and it's just a little bit mind-blowing to me, is this, like, idea of the basketball coaches and the football coaches. Like, yeah, these guys that are coming in aren't good enough. And it's kind of, like, disconcerting because, you know, you've got kids who are getting multiple offers from Big Ten schools and other, you know, Big 12 schools. What is the, like... I don't understand this reasoning. Like, they're just not good enough. Like, I don't get it. Like, do we not trust our own coaching staffs? Like, what?
Welcome to message boards.
I don't know. So for everyone who's just wondering about it, I mean, you either trust the process and that these coaches know what they're doing. You know, do you trust Tommy Lloyd? And, you know, I would say you should trust Tommy Lloyd maybe more than Brent Brennan. Brent Brennan's brand new and he's got to earn his stripes. And we don't even know what product is going to be put on the field this year, but at least on the basketball side, which we'll get to for the next podcast a little more. But like, yeah, we're down. You know, we need a four. We need a backup center. I'm pretty sure Tommy Lloyd knows that. And I'm pretty sure his coaching staff and them are working on it. Just because you don't know something and maybe Jason's not in a position to report it doesn't mean there's not things going on. So when I said churning earlier, and I have used that term before, but maybe not as much as like recently. Just know that the churning is happening all the time. And there are things that are going on. And when the public is ready to know it, you'll know it. Whether you're a premium member and you get to hear it first because Jason told you, or you actually hear it, you know, publicly through, you know, somebody else's Twitter, like the kids' Twitter or whatever. But it's just a little bit mind-blowing to me at this point that we're still having these conversations, like, you know, whatever. So that's kind of my little rant, because I know that it's just, it comes up a lot lately. And I trust Tommy Lloyd, and we'll see what happens with that in particular. So that's all I got to say.
All right, Shelby. Well, I'm just going to let that simmer. And
well, the good thing, too, is I'm not really on the message board, so you can be mad at me all you want to. I don't care.
Okay. And so with that being said, honey.
But no matter where you are or what you do, we all back the A, as I believe my Galook says. You can always bear down.
We have scheduled a trip to California Adventure in May, and Shelby and I have decided we're going to drink the entire day. So if you have any drinking tips.
We are so excited. We go to Disneyland every few years, and in California Adventure, I know there's alcohol, and I very rarely drink it, so I'm looking forward to it.
I don't drink at all, so I'm looking forward to it also.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount+.
Yes!